Book 4, Unit 9. Showtime. Unit 9. Presentation. Activity 2. Student Book, page 82. Listen to and read the story. The City Mouse and the Country Mouse.
One day, a city mouse came to visit a country mouse. The country mouse slept under a log in a nest of dry grass. He ate cereal and a little fruit. The city mouse thought life in the country was very dull. He missed the rich food and the exciting life of the city. So he invited the country mouse to visit him in the city. Late that night, the mice entered the house of the city mouse through a hole in the wall. On the dining room table, they found food left from a big meal. The country mouse thought the food was delicious. He ate and ate. Suddenly, a cat jumped onto the table. As the mice ran to the hole, the cat almost caught the country mouse. The frightened country mouse decided city life was just too dangerous. He went back to the country, where life was dull but safe.
Unit 9. Presentation. Activity 4. Student Book, page 83. Listen. Circle the answer.
The story, The City Mouse and the Country Mouse, is more than 2,000 years old. A Greek writer named Aesop made up and told this story and many other stories. People still read and tell his stories today. The stories are called Aesop's Fables. What is a fable? A fable is a short story made up to teach a useful lesson. Fables use animal characters in the place of people. What useful lesson does Aesop's fable, The City Mouse and the Country Mouse, teach? It tells us that a simple, dull life is often safer than a rich, exciting life.
Unit 9. Practice. Activity 5. Student Book, pages 84 and 85. Listen. Read. The City Mouse and the Country Mouse, Act 1.
Please come into my home. Is this tiny grass nest really your home? I live in a big house. Would you like some cereal and fruit? Don't you have any cheese or cake? No, all I have is cereal and fruit. That's terrible. Let's go to the city. I can show you my house. There are all kinds of foods there, and city life is exciting. Thanks. I'd like to go to the city with you. Here's a delicious dinner. The people in my house left it. Let's eat. This is wonderful. I never had such good food. Run! Go to the hole! I'm really scared! Life in the city is awful! I'm going home where it's safe. I don't have to worry about any cats there.
Unit 9. Application. Activity 6. Student Book, page 86. Listen to and read an African tale. Anansi and Turtle.
One day, Turtle stopped to rest at the house of Anansi the spider. Turtle was tired and hungry. It was dinner time, but Anansi didn't want to share his food. Anansi saw that Turtle had dirty feet. so he sent him to the lake to wash before dinner. Anansi then ate all the food. When Turtle returned, there was no food left for him. Turtle was hungry as he left, but he invited Anansi to visit him some day. Months later, Anansi came to see Turtle. Turtle invited Anansi to dinner. He then went to his underwater home to make the meal. Anansi put rocks in his coat to make himself heavier. He jumped into the water and swam down to Turtle's home. Turtle asked Anansi to take off his coat before he ate. When Anansi took off the coat, he floated up to the top of the lake. Turtle smiled and ate all of the food.
Unit 9, Little Book. The Rabbit and the Turtle. Retold by Robert Newell. Student Book pages 87 and 88. Page 1.
That rabbit, what a character! He was proud of his long ears. He was proud of his long feet. And he was very proud of how fast he ran.
"No one can catch me," Rabbit said. "I'm wonderful, wonderful."
"He is terrible," said Mouse.
"Awful," said Spider. "But what can we do?"
I know what to do,"
said Turtle.
Page 2.
"Would you like to have a race?"
Turtle asked Rabbit.
"Let's race to Big Rock."
"Do I want to race with you?"
Rabbit laughed.
"You are a dirty, dull turtle, a slow turtle."
Turtle smiled.
"I can win," he said.
Rabbit stopped laughing.
"Let's go," he said.
They ran.
Page 3.
That rabbit was fast. He left Turtle behind in no time. Then he saw a restaurant.
"I'm hungry," he thought. "And that turtle is slow. I have time for dinner."
Rabbit ate a delicious meal of fruit, cheese, and cake. Turtle went past the restaurant. He didn't stop. But Rabbit caught up with him later and left him behind again.
Page 4.
Rabbit felt a little tired then. He found a log. He decided to crawl in. He slept. Turtle did not stop. He went past the log. He was slow, but he ran and he ran. Suddenly, Rabbit opened his eyes. He jumped up. He ran faster than before. But he was too late. That turtle was slow, but he did not stop. He did not give up. And he won!
This is the end of Student Book 4, Unit 9. Book 4, Goodbye. Student Book page 92. Listen to Robbie and Rona.
"Wow, we learned a lot. I'm proud of us."
"So am I. We learned so much that it's time to say goodbye."
This is the end of Student Book 4.